Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी यमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nittai Gaura Haribo, 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 Haribo. Nittai Gaura Haribo, 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 Haribo. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Radha Shyama Sundara, Radha Shyama Sundara Radhe. Jaya Radha Shyama Sundara, Radha Shyama Sundara Radhe. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, Gurudev, Gurudev.
Jai Nam Vishnupada Paramahansa Parivraja Gacharya Ashtadara Sadasri Srimad Eshi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskan Sanstapaka Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nam Vishnupada Paramahansa Parivraja Gacharya Ashtadara Sadasri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Kodi Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपगोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिर गोवर्धन की जय श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय श्री मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा देवी जमुना देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय श्री प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాశ్యామ సుందర వల్లభి సఖదేవికి, జయ సమవేత భక్త బృందకి, నితాయ గౌర ప్రమానందే హరి హరి బో. ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబుల్ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబుల్ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబుల్ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గురు గురు అండ్ గౌరాంగ జయ శ్రీ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరే. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికీ మూకం కృతి వాచాళం పంగులంఘయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురుం దీనతారిణం శ్రీపరమానందమాధవం. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 28, text 35. Muktasrayam yarhi nirvishayam viraktam nirvanam richati మన సహసా యథార్చి ఆత్మానం అత్ర పురుషో అవ్యవధానం ఏకం అన్వీక్షతే ప్రతినివృత్త గుణ ప్రవాహ. ముక్తాశ్రయం యరి నిర్విషయం విరక్తం నిర్వాణం గచ్చతి మనః సా యథార్చి ఆత్మానం అత్ర పురుషో అవధానం ఏకం అన్వీక్షతే ప్రతినివృత్త గుణ ప్రవాహ. ముక్తాశ్రయం యరి నిర్విషయం విరక్తం నిర్వాణం గచ్చతి మనః సా యథార్చి ఆత్మానం అత్ర పురుషో వ్యవధానం ఏకం అన్వీక్షతే ప్రతినివృత్త గుణ ప్రవాహ. ముక్తాశ్రయం యహి నిర్విషయం విరక్తం నిర్వాణం గచ్చతి మనః సా యథార్చి ఆత్మానం అత్ర పురుషో వ్యవధానం ఏకం అన్నిక్షతే ప్రతినివృత్త గుణ ప్రవాహ.
Muktasrayam, situated in liberation, here he, at which time, nirvishayam, detached from sense objects, viraktam, indifferent, nirvanam, extinction, richati, obtains, manaha, the mind, sahasa, immediately, yatha, like, archi, the flame, atmanam, the mind, atra, at this time, purusaha, a person, avyavadhanam, without separation, ekam, one, anvikshate, experiences, pratinivritta, freed, gunapravaha, from the flow of material qualities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. When the mind is thus completely freed from all material contamination and detached from material objectives, it is just like the flame of a lamp. At that time, the mind is actually dovetailed with that of the Supreme Lord and is experienced as one with Him because it is freed from the interactive flow of the material qualities. purpose. In the material world, the activities of the mind are acceptance and rejection. As long as the mind is in the material consciousness, it must be forcibly trained to accept meditation on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when one is actually elevated to loving the Supreme Lord, the mind is automatically absorbed in thought of the Lord. In such a position, a yogi has no other thought than to serve the Lord. This dovetailing of the mind with the desires of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is called nirvana, making the mind one with the Supreme Lord. The best example of nirvana cited in Bhagavad Gita, In the beginning, the mind of Arjuna deviated from Krishna's. Krishna wanted Arjuna to fight, but Arjuna did not want to, so there was a disagreement. But after hearing Bhagavad Gita from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Arjuna dovetailed his mind with Krishna's desire. This is called oneness. This oneness, however, did not cause Arjuna and Krishna to lose their individualities. The Mayavadi philosophers cannot understand this. They think that oneness necessitates loss of individuality. Actually, however, we find in Bhagavad Gita that individuality is not lost. When the mind is completely purified in love of Godhead, the mind becomes the mind of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The mind at that time does not act separately, nor does it act without inspiration to fulfill the desires of the Lord. The individual liberated soul has no other activity, pratinivritta guna pravaha. In the conditioned state, the mind is always engaged in activity impelled by the three modes of material world. But in the transcendental stage, the material modes cannot disturb the mind of the devotee. The devotee has no other concern than to satisfy the desires of the Lord. That is the highest stage of perfection, called nirvana or nirvana mukti. At this stage, the mind becomes completely free from material desire. Yatharchi, archi means flame. When a lamp is broken or the oil is finished, we see that the flame of the lamp goes out. But according to scientific understanding, the flame is not extinguished, it is conserved. This is conservation of energy. Similarly, when the mind stops functioning on the material platform, it is conserved in the activities of the Supreme Lord. The Mayavadi philosopher's conception of cessation of the functions of the mind is explained here. Cessation of the mental functions means cessation of activities conducted under the influence of the three modes of material nature.
ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुस्युतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं शाग्रजातं सगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते
తప్త కంచన గౌరంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ విశవానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వంశాకల్పతరూపశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః నమో మహావదాన్నాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నమ్నే గౌరతిశే నమః జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే So here, in this verse, Lord Kapildev, while instructing Mother Devahuti, is explaining about the liberation of the mind. At how the contaminated mind can be purified and be absorbed in the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is called oneness. Oneness with the Supreme. That's why in this verse it has been explained that Muktasraya. The verse says, Muktasrayam yahir nivisayam viraktam. That when the mind takes shelter of the Supreme Person who is supremely liberated, who has no material contamination. So that is called Muktasraya. So in the previous verse, it has been explained that how a yogi concentrates his mind on the beautiful form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by observing the mind and the beautiful form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the material contaminations is automatically goes away. The mind becomes completely purified. So this is the way how to purify the mind, by taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thinking about his pastimes, glorifying his name, qualities, and always meditating on the beautiful form of the Supreme Lord. So when this mind is thus takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then nirvishayam viraktam. The mind becomes naturally detached from material sense objects and loses interest in material sense gratification. So in this material world we see that this material mind or contaminated mind has taken the shelter of a durasaya. Durasaya jo vehirartha manina. Nate vidu swartha gati vishnu durasaya ve bahirartha manina. So this people in this material world, because they have taken shelter of material sense gratification, and because of this, they are hoping that they will become happy by enjoying material sense objects. And by thus taking shelter of this material sense objects, they don't understand that their real goal of life is Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then what happens? Then the material mind, because being observed in the thoughts of material sense gratification, then it goes down to the hellish condition of life. That means the embodied living entity or the conditioned living entity suffers in this material world again and again, birth after birth. So this is the nature of the mind, that the mind can drag one from the lotus feet of Krishna and take him to the lowest hellish condition of life. So that's why it has been stated that mana eva manushyanam karanam bandha mukhyaya. The mind is the cause of the living entity, the cause of bondage or cause of liberation. So when the mind is contaminated, then we become subject to material bondage. But when the mind is purified, then we see the path of liberation. The path of liberation is open. So it is very important, that's why, to engage the mind from material sense gratification to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and become one with him. Like the impersonalists, they say that when we merge with the Supreme, then we lose our identity. But in this case, the example is given that when the mind is free from material contamination, it is just like archi. Archi means flame. So Srila Prabhupada says that when the flame is burning, the lamp is burning, then when the oil is finished, then the lamp is extinguished. But still, the fire is conserved. According to the conservation of energy, the fire is conserved. So in the same way, when the mind is free from material contamination, so and it merges with the mind of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and becomes one, that does not mean that the mind or this living entity loses its identity. The individuality still remains. And it is said that nirvana ricchati mana sahasa yatharchi. So the mind becomes one with the mind of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what does it mean? That whatever the Supreme Lord wants, the devotees, they want to do whatever the Supreme Lord wants. They don't have any other interest or any other desire. That is oneness with the Supreme. Like Prabhupada gives the example of Arjuna. In the beginning, Arjuna, did not want to fight. He wanted to protect his kinsmen. But Krishna wanted Arjuna to fight to establish dharma. So, in this case, we see that Arjuna was not in oneness with Krishna, because his desire was different. He wanted to do something else. But after he heard Bhagavad Gita from Krishna, then he decided that no, whatever Krishna wants, I will do. I will give up my own desire. Then he actually became one with Krishna. And in this way, he satisfied Lord Krishna. So the devotees, those who want to get rid of this material contamination or get rid of this material world, get rid of this material suffering, they have to become one with the Supreme Lord. In the sense that they don't lose their individuality, but they dovetail their desire with the desire of Krishna. They dovetail their mind with the mind of Krishna. Or that means whatever Krishna wants, in which way Krishna will be satisfied, the devotee will be ready to do. So that is Nirvana. Nirvana does not mean that everything becomes zero. Like the Buddhist, they say that Nirvana means after death everything becomes zero. Sunyavad. That means individuality or identity is lost. But in this case, actually the identity is never lost. Because the spirit soul is eternal. That's why Krishna says that the spirit soul is my eternal part and parcel. So it can never lose its identity. So Nirvana means to become one with the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That means there will be no other self-interest of the devotee. Devotee has only interest to satisfy Krishna's desire. That is oneness with Krishna, that is Nirvana. Atmanang atra purusa abhyavadhanang eka anyakshate pratinivritta guna pravaha. That's why it has been stated that there are actually four kinds of devotees. And these devotees, they have different interests. That's why it is called that prithak. Prithak ya prithak bhavah ya bhinna druk. That when devotee has different desire other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is called a separatist. And in the scripture, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Kapila, while describing about devotional service, he is also instructing Mother Devahuti about four kinds of devotees. That there are devotees who are in the mode of ignorance. So it is said that abhisandhaya jo hinsam dambha mastarjameva saram vibhinna druk bhavam mayi kurjata sa tamasah. So who are the devotees who are in ignorance? Those who have bhinna druk, those who have different interests than the interest of Krishna. And they are, because they work for their own self-interest, so that's why they commit violence towards other living entities. They become violent towards other living entities, and then they are very proud, dambha, they are very proud, and mastery, and they are envious of others. And these devotees also, they are sarambhi, means they become very angry very easily. They are captivated by lust and anger. So in this way, these devotees, because they work for their own interest, though they serve Krishna in some way or other, but still they have different interests. And they are envious of others, and they are captivated by lust and anger, very proud in their nature. So these devotees, because bhavang mayi kurjat sa tamasa. So in this situation, when the devotees practice devotional service, these devotees are called devotees in the mode of ignorance, tamasa, tamasa bhakta. So in Skanda Puran, it has been stated that when Narad Muni was instructing Maharaj Indradumna about the process of devotional service. So he is also describing the same thing, what Lord Kapila described in Bhagavatam to Mother Devahuti. So Narad Muni was also instructing, Narad Muni was instructing Maharaj Indradumna Maharaj Indradumna about these four kinds of devotees. And he is explaining that those devotees who are in the mode of ignorance, what is their destination, where they will go in that state if they leave their body, but they are in the mode of ignorance, so what will be their destination? So Narad Muni says that they will go to Pitruloka, which is just near the hellish planets, where the forefathers reside. So these devotees in the mode of ignorance, their destination is Pitruloka. And then Lord Kapildev again describes about the devotees in the mode of passion. What is their nature? Or what is their characteristic? Then he says, Visayan Abhisandhaya Jasa Aisurjang Evava. And these devotees, they always look for sense gratification. And they sometimes perform devotional service for material reputation, for name and fame. And then want opulence, material opulence. So, in this way, with this desire, desiring for material opulence, name and fame, they worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Archavadar chayet yomang prithak bhavah sa rajasah. So in this way they maintain separate desire from the desire of the Supreme Lord. So these devotees, they are called the devotees in the mode of passion or rajasi bhakta. And what is their destination if they leave their body in this condition? Their destination is Sargaloka or Indraloka. They will attain the heavenly planets, these devotees. And then the third type of devotees, those who are in the mode of goodness. It said, karma niharang uddisya parasmin vatad arpanam. These devotees, they are satisfied in the varnasram system with four varnas and four ashramas. And these devotees in varnasram system, they perform their duty very sincerely. As a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaisya, Sudra, or a Brahmachari, Grihastha, Banaprasthi, or Sannyasi, they perform their respective duties very sincerely. And they offer the fruits of their activities to the Supreme Lord, understanding that this is their duty and they have to satisfy the Supreme Lord in this way through their activity. So, even these devotees, they perform their duties very sincerely and offer the fruits of their activity to the Supreme Lord, Tad Arpanam, still they have also separatist attitude. They cannot fully surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They surrender their work, the result of their work, but they are inclined to perform resultant actions, resultant activities, fruitive activities. They are inclined to that. So, this type of devotees, they are called the devotees in the mode of goodness. And what is the destination of these devotees? After leaving their body, they will go to Brahma Loka. But all these three types of devotees, after going to these different planets, then again they will come back to this material world. And again they will be given the opportunity to perform pure devotional service. And then they will go back to Godhead. So, even if these devotees are in different modes, they are performing devotional service in different material modes, still there is no loss, at last they will go back to Godhead. But those devotees in the mode of pure goodness, they can go back to Godhead in this life. So what are the characteristics of the devotees who are in pure goodness? Then Lord Kapil describes to Mother Devahuti that madguna suti matrena mai sarva guhase. This type of devotees, this is their characteristic, that as soon as they hear my transcendental qualities, madguna smuti suti matrena mai sarva guhase, as soon as they hear about my transcendental qualities, then what they do? Manogatir avichirna. Their mind is immediately attracted towards me. Manogati avichirna, me who is sitting in everyone's heart as Paramatma. So the devotees, immediately their mind is attracted to think about me. Avichirna, without interruption. Sometimes, like while performing devotional service, we may think about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but it is not constantly without interruption. We cannot think for longer time. We think for some time, then interruption takes place. Some vikshepa, distraction takes place. So we cannot continue thinking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But this type of devotees who are in pure goodness, they constantly think about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, of which now without interruption. And the example is given that how they think without interruption, like Ganga Vasu Ambudhu, like the waters of the Ganges. The waters of the Ganges flow, water of the Ganges flow towards the ocean constantly without interruption. In the same way, the mind of the pure devotees constantly flow towards the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They constantly think about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lakshanam bhakti yogasya nirgunasya hi udahritam ahetuki avyavahita ja bhakti purushottame. And these devotees, they have ahetuki bhakti. Their devotion has no material cause. Out of love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they perform devotional service. They want to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this way, they serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, constantly thinking about Him. And their thoughts are never interrupted by any material situation. No material circumstance, situation can stop the devotee from thinking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why these devotees, they are always in union with the desire of the Supreme Lord. They always think about Him, always understand what Krishna wants from them, and they perform activity for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. They have no other separate desires. These devotees, they are actually one with the Supreme Lord, one in interest. And they go back to Krishna after leaving this material body. So here Lord Kapila, he is telling that when the yogi concentrates his mind fully on the beautiful form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then gradually his mind becomes detached from material sense objects and his mind is absorbed in the thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So his mind is purified and the mind takes shelter of the Supreme Lord. And how one can take shelter of the Supreme Lord? Because unless this detachment from materials, sense gratification is there, and unless there is a higher taste, then one cannot actually be detached from this material sense gratification. Parang drushta nivartate. That's why it is said. That when one gets a higher taste, that means by thinking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thinking about His beautiful form, His pastimes, His qualities, then the mind releases. The mind becomes absorbed in that transcendental happiness, which the mind derives from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of all happiness. Because Lord Krishna is called Anandamaya Abhyasat. He is the source of all pleasures. He is the source of transcendental pleasure. That's why when one thinks about Him, when one becomes attached to Him, then He will also derive pleasure from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in that state, this material pleasure, yehi sansparsaja bhoga dukha jonaya evate adyantavanta kaunteya nante suramate buddha. That those who are intelligent persons, they don't release this material pleasure. Only the fools, they release this material pleasure. Why? Because this material pleasure has antavanta. It has a beginning and it has an end. It is temporary. Material pleasure is temporary. It is not permanent pleasure. And as a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, the nature of the soul is pleasure seeking. The nature of the soul is that the soul wants eternal pleasure, not this temporary pleasure. Therefore, those who are intelligent persons, they don't release this material sense gratification because they understand that this has a beginning and this has an end. This is temporary and this cannot bring the eternal pleasure to the soul. That's when they become connected with the Supreme Lord Krishna, think about Him, then they derive this eternal pleasure. And when this eternal pleasure is derived from Krishna, then naturally this taste for material enjoyment goes away. And one becomes detached, nirvishayam. He becomes free from material sense gratification. And in this way, then he will lose his own so-called material interest. There will be no need of any other material interest. Then he will only work for the interest of Krishna. That is a pure devotee. A pure devotee will work only for the interest of Krishna. He has no other self-interest. And in this way, he can be free completely from this nivritta guna pravaha. This material world is consisting of these three modes of material nature. Mode of passion, ignorance and goodness. And all the living entities are working under the influence of these three modes of material nature. So it is called guna pravaha. It's constantly flowing. Pravaha means flow. These three modes of material nature, they are flowing constantly and affecting all living entities. And there is interaction even between these modes. So sometimes the living entity is working under the influence of mode of goodness, sometimes under the influence of passion, and sometimes under the influence of ignorance. In this way, the living entities are working under the influence of these three types of modes and becoming entangled in this material world, birth after birth. To get rid of this material entanglement, to get rid of this guna pravaha, means the flow of this material modes, one has to concentrate his mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead constantly. That's why in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says to Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto Madhyaji Mang Namaskuru, you always think of me. Tasmat sarvesu kalesu mang anusmara yuddhacha. Even Lord Krishna says to Arjuna that all time, every time you think of me, even while you are fighting. So this is very difficult. Like when we are in this material world and performing different kinds of activities, Krishna wants from us that we should always, even while performing our material activities, material duties, also we should think about Krishna. That's why he told Arjuna that even while you fight, still you think of me. So, when a fighter is fighting, then whether he will think the target of his arrow, or he will think about Krishna. But Krishna says, no, you must think about me while fighting. That means the fighter while fighting, he should think that I am fighting on behalf of Krishna. On Krishna's order, I am shooting this arrow and hitting the target. So this is Krishna consciousness. That in all of our activities, how we can think about Krishna, and this is the way to purify this material mind. The more we think about Krishna, the more we become detached from this material sense objects and become attached to Krishna and become one with Krishna in fulfilling Krishna's desire. So that's in this verse, Lord Kapil Dev is instructing Mother Yavahuti that how this transformation of the mind takes place and the mind does not lose its identity, it becomes purified. So with purified mind, one can serve Krishna in transcendence. So we'll stop here. Hare Krishna. So if you have any comments or questions.
Thank you for the class, Maharaj. Yes. The pastimes in the spiritual world are conducted under yoga maya influence. And everything is executed according to the yoga maya's arrangement, and somehow the Lord's desire is fulfilled like that. Basically, it's all pastime or orchestrated Now, in opposite to that, we have the material world, and we have Krishna descending in the pastime of speaking Bhagavad Gita. It's also a lila, his eternal lila also. So my question is, how is it that we can think of that Krishna has something to expect from us as a kind of a, like a desire, as we say, we want to, in the material world, satisfy Krishna's desire. Although from the other side, we say it's not, he hasn't got any desire, it's all orchestrated, it's pastimes, everything is going according to Yoga Maya's arrangement. So where is Krishna's desire coming in that we can say we have to serve Krishna's desire? Or what is Krishna's desire now from us?
Yeah. That's a very interesting question. Actually, what Krishna wants from us, as his eternal part and parcel, and as Krishna is the supreme father, Pitaham asya jagata mata dhata pitamaha, as the supreme father, what a father can expect from his children? The father will naturally expect the children to stay with him and serve him and satisfy him. And when the father sees the children are they're engaged in his service and they're happy, the father also feels happy. And because we have been separated from Krishna because of this independent desire of sense gratification, so we are suffering in this material world. And Krishna, he feels sorry for us, that though we are his part and parcel, still we are suffering in this material world. And we don't want to go back to him, or don't want to serve him. So that's why when we develop our desire to serve Krishna, naturally, Krishna provides all opportunities for those living entities, those who desire to serve him. And then one can go back to Krishna, and Krishna will be very satisfied. And that's why those who are personally trying to go back to Krishna, they are actually serving the desire of Krishna. At the same time, those who are also inspiring others to go back to Krishna, also, Krishna is very much, even more satisfied. That's those who are preaching Krishna consciousness, they're personally practicing, and then preaching others to bring everyone to Krishna's lotus feet. Then Krishna becomes very, very happy. That's why in the end of Bhagavad Gita, what desire he expressed, that you give up all varieties of religion and surrender unto me. And you always think of me, become my devotee. This is Krishna's desire, expressed in Bhagavad Gita. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mang namaskuru. You become, always think of me, become my devotee, you worship me. And you give up all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. So Krishna wants that from us. So then we can become happy, and Krishna also will become happy. So while doing this, then we give this knowledge to others, that is preaching, that bringing others also to fulfill Krishna's desire. So in this way, when we don't want anything in this material world, except serving Krishna, except serving Krishna's desire, means whatever Krishna instructs, like think about him or perform these 9 kinds of processes of devotional service, and at the same time we also tell others or give this knowledge to others to come to serve Krishna. We engage them in Krishna's service. Then Krishna will be satisfied.
Hare Krishna. So, it's clear what you said. I conclude from that the desire of Krishna is general, and we don't have to look so much into a specific particular action. Now he wants me to do that, but rather as an overall principle, the 2 points of helping ourselves to be conscious of Krishna, and secondly, preaching. Mm. And the idea of having to look what he wants me to do now. That may not be so realistic. That's my conclusion from what I understand. What do you
think? Like Krishna wants some specific service from a specific devotee. That may be a specific desire of Krishna, like Krishna engages his pure devotees in different services, like in Arjuna's case, Krishna wanted Arjuna to fight in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. That was Krishna's desire, specific. So when we become purified, and we serve Krishna, when we become purified with purified intelligence or mind, we serve Krishna, Krishna will reveal. If he wants anything specific from us, he will reveal to us. And of course, like when we are serving under the guidance of the spiritual master, so sometimes spiritual master gives us a specific instruction. So that means that is also, we can understand that is also Krishna's desire coming through the spiritual master. And when we fulfill that desire, then we please the spiritual master and Krishna. That is specific. But this is a general instruction like we first discussed. But there can be also specific instructions. And how can we understand what is specific instruction to us? Through the spiritual master. Spiritual master will instruct us, or Krishna will reveal. Also in the heart.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, you mentioned in the class that devotees who are in mode of goodness, their destination is Brahmaloka. So we heard from the devotees and from the scripture also that at the time of dissolution, the Brahmaji, including all the inhabitants of Brahmaloka, they elevate to the spiritual world. So then these devotees who are in Brahmaloka, again they will come back or they will go to the spiritual world?
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Abrahma bhavana loka punaravartin urjana mang upetta tukandeya punarjanmana vidyate. So the living entities, they are going up and down. This is a cycle. The cycle is going on. So sometimes the devotee is in Swarga Loka, heavenly planet, in Brahma Loka. But again, one can come down. But if, like sometimes, it happens like when Brahma is a devotee, pure devotee, and there are also devotees with the association of Brahma, sometimes the devotees, they become purified and they can also go back. But the general process is going and coming down. This is specific.
Hare Krishna. Jaya Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jaya.